has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast. I'm Shane Northrup, and we're bringing you yet another episode that is the best of. Today, we're going to talk about BoJack Horseman, and we're also going to talk about why Ravina doesn't like Game of Thrones. Such blasphemy. Please stick around and enjoy the show. I want to ask you guys, what is a television show that you completely despise?
You guys are going to hate me probably for saying this. Everybody does. I hate Game of Thrones. Oh. I literally can't handle it. I tried watching half of the first season to get into it, and I couldn't get into it. So I don't understand when everybody sits down all excited. They're like, man, there was only 13 episodes in this season. They're playing with us. And I'm like, all right, guys. I don't understand.
You should see the look on Jordan's face. It's priceless.
I feel like it's a look that both of us had. Me and Shay both gave each other a look.
Let's get rid of our new co-host here. She's cut.
Should it just be Jordan Shay now?
So how do you feel about like Lord of the Rings?
And I haven't watched Lord of the Rings. I love Harry Potter. I read all the books and I watched all the movies. Same with Hunger Games, but I do not like Lord of the Rings. I do not like Star Trek.
I feel like those are completely different types.
Yeah,
of
those
fantasy.
Those are like based off the book, but like I'm not a big fan of Hunger Games either. For being honest,
I hate Hunger Games.
It's Battle Royale. Yeah,
But no, that's really interesting. I'm not as insulted as probably Jordan is. I've only seen
like
the first
season and a
half.
My husband and my family are so insulted that I don't like Game of Thrones.
So the husband watches it too. Do you go in a different room when he's catching up on
HBO?
Well,
the whole family watches Game of Thrones together.
Well, that's kind of awesome, though.
It's a family affair.
It's this thing.
But I just go play with my dog while they watch Game of Thrones.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a cane corso. See, he looks like a black lamb.
This is why talking about the things we hate is so great, because then we get to learn more about each other.
Can I say to your the whole family watching Game of Thrones, me and my mom, we both enjoy Game of Thrones, but due to just the amount of nudity, the amount of just boobs and death everywhere.
Oh, no, we don't watch it. They don't watch it with mom and dad. It's like all of the siblings watch it together. Yeah.
Okay.
Watching Game of Thrones with your mom and dad,
I feel like I should
be watching it half the time. I'm like, huh? Close my eyes.
So we both have to watch it separately, and then we'll be like, hey, Mom, do you remember that? Yeah, that was good. That was great. Like, we just can't
That's
do it together.
That's so funny.
It's really funny. Like, I watch American Psycho with my mom, and it's not a problem. Have either of you seen American Psycho?
Yeah.
Well, there's that one scene in particular with the two ladies and the flexing in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can watch that kind of stuff with my mom, and it's, like, not a big deal.
Oh, I would be way too awkward. I wouldn't even want my kid watching that kind of stuff with me.
I remember seeing Juno with my mom, and that was a terrible experience.
Really?
So what is it particularly about Game of Thrones that you just don't like? Like,
it's like the north, the north, the south, the south. It's like, who cares? I just don't know. And it's just like,
it's a good accurate way to describe Game of Thrones.
That's Game of Thrones in a nutshell.
I like the what was her name with the white hair?
Katya.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
What was her name?
Claudia?
Yeah, mother of the dragons.
Daenerys.
I thought it was hilarious. She's married to her husband at the time. I think he died later.
No, that's no spoiler. That's
season two. If you haven't caught up on that, I'm even caught up on that.
But he didn't speak English, and he would just murmur to her in a different language, and she would speak in a different language, right?
Love knows no boundaries.
True.
Good one, Shay.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
And we are back, and this is the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. I'm Shay Northrup.
And I'm Pauline.
And I wanted to talk to you guys about something a little bit near and dear to my heart. A TV show that I am really fond of. And every time they release a season, I watch the entire season and then wait a year for the next season to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Pauline, have you ever heard of the show BoJack Horseman?
It's very new to me. I actually never heard of it before, which I'm surprised because I love Netflix.
Yes, it is a Netflix original.
And I love Will Arnett, so I'm kind of disappointed that
yes,
I was not made aware of this before. It's, what, three seasons in now?
Three seasons in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show about, so it takes place in kind of like an anamorphic type world. So
right.
You've got people mixed in with animals, and there are a lot of really funny jokes around that. Like, you'll see like dogs in the background like fetching something, or
uh-huh.
You know, like there's an episode where someone orders a steak or orders a burger and the waitress is a cow and she's like you know, like a lot of these little funny jokes around it, but
right.
they're people with them. And so the show has Will Arnett and Aaron Paul as Todd, the kind of sidekick character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a horse named BoJack who was an old sitcom star from a show called Horsin' Around. A lot like, what was that show with Bob Saget? Full House.
Oh, uh-huh.
A lot like Full House. So he used to be on the show where he was a horse who took in a bunch of human orphans. And, you know, there are some side characters like Mr. Peanut Butter, who was also on a show where a dog took in three orphans. And so BoJack always thinks like, oh, this guy took my show.
Right.
And, you know, Mr. Peanut Butter is this happy, laid back guy. And he's a go-getter. He's going out and getting things. Well, BoJack is a lazy kind of a jerk who just kind of sits around and drinks and feels bad for himself. And it kind of goes through his backstory and his, you know, why he is the way he is. And it also shows kind of like him moving forward, like taking on movie roles, starring in TV shows and commercials, and just kind of like pushing it forward. So the first season's about him writing a book about himself. And no, it's really good. I don't know. What are your impressions of it? I know you haven't seen any of it yet.
I haven't seen any of it yet. I did watch a few clips, and the main thing that stood, okay, it's not, well, it kind of is the main thing that stood out to me is that, okay, so he's a horse, correct? So
yes.
BoJack is a horse. That's fine. One, he has like kind of like a suit jacket thing going on.
Yes.
And he has armpit stains from sweat, like the sweat stains. So I thought that was pretty funny. Because I was like, okay, this guy looks dirty. But the main thing that jumped out at me, really, was that he has hands.
Yes.
He has hands. So in one of the clips, he's like with a girl and they're like holding hands. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. It really makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, so a lot of the animals are like part animal, part human.
Yes.
Kind of weird anamorphic type things. Yeah.
He has, does he have a tail? I didn't notice if he did. I don't think he does.
I don't think so, no.
What happened to it? See, now I'm... Ooh.
Or maybe he does, and it's just like hidden
tucked
in his pants. See, I don't...
Does he just keep that trimmed?
I don't think he has a tail.
I was going to say, I don't recall seeing a tail at all.
So this show is very raunchy. There's a lot of, like, sex
right
jokes, and there's a lot of cursing. Like, a lot of cursing.
Uh-huh.
And it's
it's a comedy, but it's also kind of sad. Like,
right.
At the end of every season, you're going to definitely feel a little bit sad. If you've watched it before, oh man, season two ended on such a downer. Like, mm-hmm. you want to feel bad for this guy. Like, you want him to succeed, but then he goes right. and he always does something stupid and messes it all up. And it's mm-hmm. cool because it's kind of like a show that's a little bit of a slice of life, but because they're animals, we can kind of identify with them a little bit better, and we're not as, you know, we're not as hateful of animals as we are with people. So I feel like it's a really good way to kind of show these characters and expose characters in Hollywood and stuff like that in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way that isn't going to make us just hate the character. Because if BoJack were a real human being, we would hate him.
Yeah.
We would absolutely hate him.
Kind of like Shameless, the dad in Shameless.
Yeah.
He's kind of like that, and I hate him. And so, and it's kind of like one of those things when I see him in other little things, because like he's in like in a commercial.
Right.
And I'm like, I just think of that Shameless character, and I'm like, mm-mm.
So if you have been keeping up, season three had come out just recently, and season three is probably the best it's been yet. Like, season one was really good, and I liked season two a lot, but season three, I think, is where it's at. Like, they really dive into Sarah Lynn's character a lot more and kind of show what happened to her and her relationship with BoJack. And they even show a couple more things about what BoJack was trying to do in between his show in the 90s and the movie that he is in I think, season two. Mm-hmm. So in season three, they do a really good job about showing some more of these characters, showing some more of the kids that were in his show before that are now adults. And the only thing I did not like about season three was that stupid silent underwater episode where he gets like a little seahorse. I thought the concept.
Seahorse?
Yeah, no, there's like a little seahorse that he has to bring to his father. And I feel like it was just a filler episode.
Oh, okay.
Like, I liked the idea of the underwater city, and I liked that they showed the underwater city. And there were parts of the underwater city that I liked, like, especially the fact that he can't talk under there because it's underwater.
Underwater.
And he has to wear like a bowl. And there's almost like this kind of racism that goes on, like, you know, like people from the upper world, you know, like the land are kind of a little bit, they're like, oh, those fish people, you know, like they're kind of a little, like there's a little bit of it, but not a lot. And so I just didn't really care for that episode that much. I don't know. I might be in the minority on that one.
Right.
But because I know, like, you know, the people I watched it with really loved that character. But I don't know. So if you haven't checked out BoJack, I would highly recommend checking it out. It is a great, like, thought-provoking show, and it gets me every time.
I'm excited. I am going to start that one. And I'm kind of glad. I like it when I have a lot of seasons to go through.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of like you, where if I like it, I will watch like all the episodes back to back.
Right. Well, like I started it when it came out. Like, I remember seeing it on Netflix because they released the whole season. And so I watched, like, I remember seeing it, and I remember seeing that horse face BoJack. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember seeing BoJack and being like, oh, it reminds me of those horse face masks. This would be really
funny.
Yes,
everybody's like always like running around with.
So I'm like, oh, that looks funny.
Mm-hmm.
So like I clicked on it, and like the first episode had me hooked. I was like, oh my God, like this is not only a comedy, but it's also like super serious and like kind of relevant, because we all remember those cheesy 90s sitcoms like Full House that were just there to make us all feel better. And we always kind of wondered like what happened to these people that were on that show, these shows. And I think it really does a good job showing the struggles of being an actor after you've done something silly like that and trying to be like noticed and trying to be taken seriously.
Thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Television podcast. I am your host, Shane. If you like what you heard, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and gsmcpodcast.com. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.